Gateway 97.8 with Johnny on a Friday. Hello, hope you're doing okay. I want to talk now about two amazing organisations that have been able to work together and benefit from one another. So we've got South Essex-based charity Call Carers and its boss Rachel Tungate here. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, good afternoon, Johnny. Good afternoon, Michael.
Oh, well, you've introduced my next guest perfectly. Michael's here as well. Michael, do you want to introduce yourself, where you're from?
Yes, yeah, thanks, Johnny. My name's Michael Glassick. I live in Witham, Essex, and work for Provide Community.
Okay, so let's do it this way first, Michael. Perhaps you'll tell us just a little bit about what you do and what your organisation's all about.
Yeah, of course. So first and foremost, the Provide Community is an organisation that was established in 2011. And we're a community interest company that provide more than 40 services in health and social care. And that's from really a range of areas. It could be in clinics, in people's homes, even in community hospitals. And the whole kind of essence of Provide really is to kind of transform people's lives through care, innovation and compassion. My job, I suppose, in that, in Provide Community, is as a transformation and improvement manager. And essentially what that is really leading around social value. And social value is essentially how an organisation delivers a positive benefit to their local communities. So I get a really, really fun job where I can kind of work with how we can deliver volunteering in our local areas, how we can help employment in terms of bringing people into employment who have been unemployed for long times, even environmental measures, how we can have a greater benefit on our local community.
And one of the things you do is run the Essex Wellbeing Service.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so yeah, the Essex Wellbeing Service is a great holistic service where a client can come into our service and meet a range of partners that can help, you know, anything from mental wellness or diets and food to exercise, community groups. There's so many amazing services that the Wellbeing Service provides and does it in a very much a holistic way. So you only have to enter once and you can get triaged to all those amazing points to help support your life in the various aspects, really.
Okay, and then this is where Rachel comes into it, because you're able to offer grants to organisations that can help more people.
Yes, spot on. So as well as a community interest company, and that essentially means we donate a massive sum of our kind of profits back into the local community. We're also employee owned, and that means that all of our members, over 1,000, get a choice in some of the charities that we donate to. Recently we had a nice vote from all of our members in terms of what charities do we want to support, and Call Carers was one of them.
Oh, and that's where Rachel Tungate comes in. So Rachel, tell us what you do.
Hi. So I'm the founder of Call Carers. I'm the CEO and I'm also the charity social worker. So I founded Call Carers in 2017 and the charity was granted charity status on the 2nd of July 2018 by the Charity Commission. So we support young carers from the age of 8 to 18 living in the Basildon Borough and Brentwood, and we also support their immediate family. So we're currently supporting 138 young carers and their families, which equates to just over 450 people. And I'd just like to say really that, you know, the needs of young carers really cannot be underestimated. They really struggle to cope with the demands of caring for their parent or their family member, and they can often feel isolated and alone in their caring role. Many young carers fulfil their role without any external support, and that's the real reason why I set up Call Carers, really, to change that. So what we do is we provide tailored group activities which enable young carers to develop their life skills, make friends, whilst they're gaining knowledge in a safe and fun environment. And they're with other young people with whom they share an identity. So we currently provide 16 young carer sessions a month. and a parent and carers group, which also meets monthly. In addition, we are able to offer therapeutic support and counselling to support their families and the young carers. And I think this is where sort of Provide comes into it, actually. It was through the funding that we received from Provide that we've not only been able to offer one-to-one counselling, we've been able to extend those services to couple counselling and family therapy to any young carer or their immediate family who's requiring support within 7 days of us receiving the referral.
That's so quick, because we also know that there's an enormous amount of delays when it comes to counselling and, you know, this area. But actually, because of, you know, Michael and his group and his colleagues, you've been able to really speed things up for so many people.
We have indeed. Literally, I think everybody that we've received a referral for, as I said, has been supported by one of the charity's qualified counsellors. They're all BACP registered and they've all received support, I think, within 7 days, sometimes within 24 hours. And I think, you know, there is the NHS, we know that the NHS mental health services are so overstretched and are really struggling right now. So I know for us, you know, this support has been, well, it's been a crucial lifeline. In fact, one of the beneficiaries who has received some of the support came in to see me this week, and her words were, "You've saved my life."
Michael, what does that mean to you to hear that?
Yeah, I mean, it's massive, really. I think this is social value in a nutshell, like the ripple effects, you know, ourselves can have on other organisations. It's great to kind of donate money to charitable causes, but at the end of the day, you're changing people's lives. And Rachel's kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's really good to hear that feedback. And it kind of just drives us really to kind of grow and do more, because, you know, the more we do, the bigger we grow, the more support we can give to amazing charities like Rachel's.
And Rachel, young carers have an enormous responsibility and an abnormal amount of responsibility for their age. Just give me an idea of some of the things a young carer might have to do for one of their loved ones.
Oh, it can really vary. I'll give you an example that was shared with me only a couple of months ago, actually, by one of our senior young carers. She is currently 18, and she was telling me that she was a young carer from the age of about 3. And I thought, how can you be a young carer from the age of 3? And what it was, she had a younger sibling, and when the younger sibling was trying to talk, they identified that the sibling had learning difficulties, and later went on to be diagnosed with autism. So what she did, she learned a little language with him so she could communicate with him and actually tell mum what he meant. So she was actually caring for her brother when he was 1 year old and she was only 3. I mean, I was really blown away by that. A lot of our young carers provide emotional support. That's a big part of their caring responsibilities to family members and siblings that maybe experience physical or mental ill health. We have a number of young carers who actually do help with personal care. A very high proportion will help around the home. They will do shopping, housekeeping, cleaning. Again, many will attend hospital appointments with family members. You know, they really, really are so selfless and incredibly inspirational young people.
Let us know how someone can get in touch with you or maybe discuss with you about using some of your services.
What I will say to you is that unfortunately at the moment we are delivering 16 sessions a month for young carers. As I said, about 138 young people are accessing our service. We currently have a waiting list of 45 young carers waiting to access our support. And because of lack of funding, we actually have had to close our books, which saddens me deeply at the moment. We are very busy trying to access more funding, but with the numbers that we've got at the moment, you know, we just literally can't open the doors to anymore. But if there's anybody that would like to find out about what we do, we have a website, www.coolcarers.co.uk. You can go on there and have a look on there. It details all the events that we offer, all the respite activities, and all the wonderful awards that we've achieved in the last year as well.
And it's cool with a K.
It's cool with a K.
We should definitely make sure. Yeah, exactly. Rachel Tungate, founder, CEO, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. And Michael, you just seen there the impact that you and Provide Community have had on a local charity.
Yeah, no, it's... I think that this is what it's all about, really, in terms of it's what drives me, even me personally, in terms of what a great thing Provide do is give every employee some volunteer leave. So we all have 2 days we can volunteer for charities close to our heart. And it's also the reason why I work as a vice chair of the governors, because I can have a bigger impact in some of these charitable donations. So it's not just something I do professionally, it's something I do personally. And I really can implore more people, really. If you have time, if you have expertise, if you have skills, volunteering or charity funding is an amazing thing. You can have a massive impact on people's lives, but it can also help change your own life in doing so.
And tell us where we can find out more about Provide Community.
Of course. So simply, if you Google Provide Community, there'll be a number and there's a great email address, provide.inquiries, I think, as well. On there, so if you Google us, you'll be able to kind of find us. And please volunteer. There's so many health and social care services in need of support. I think we've kind of touched upon that slightly today, but you can do deliver massive change for people's lives and give back, and it can really help, you know, change your life in the process. So I really encourage you to do that.
Michael Glasick from Provide Community, 12 to 4.